Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, now I'm done. Welcome in, everybody. This is Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. We do this at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Wednesday, soon to be Tuesdays on April 2nd. Have you followed? Do you catch up? That's Joe. I'm Patrick. We'll turn it over to Schultzy. Behind the glass.
What's going on? I got three pretty good fair or fouls. A little fart action. Was that at me or just in general?
No, we both have drops. Yeah, that's not good. I don't know if we both need them. You can put it
on the board. Just stop, dude. Just stop.
White Sox. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
No, you won't, Tom. White Sox won't be putting it up on the board much either this year. All right, guys. So, good old MLB free agency still leaking into spring training. And it's kind of crazy because we saw, of course, not only right now, at least three big free agents still unsigned in MLB, but we saw in about a 2 or 3 day period, the NFL just lighting it up with their free agency, guys. It was all over the news. It was, I would think, kind of a testament to other leagues like the NBA and MLB. Like, here's how you keep people interested in your league in the offseason. So, fair or foul, the MLB needs to take a page out of the NFL's book and somehow incentivize agents and players to make free agency quicker and more exciting. Fair or foul?
Take it away, Patrick. What do they do in the NFL to incentivize?
I believe they shorten the window, first of all, so you can only...
Oh, there's a window.
Yeah, there's a window for
it's
making...
like a transfer window in the Premier League.
Yeah, I do believe that there's limitations on that kind of thing. Dude, take this draw board away from this man.
No, man, no. The problem in Major League Baseball is the problem in every single opportunity when you compare it to somebody else. It's that there's no salary cap, there's no salary floor, and there's luxury tax, but nobody cares. That's your biggest problem.
If so you have need a salary cap.
If you have a salary cap, then you can only sign guys for so much. So instead of hanging around waiting for Garrett Cole to have tendonitis and get Tommy John, you signed 6 weeks ago for $22 million a year instead of thinking you're going to get $31 million. I'll say foul. Plus the NFL, look, you guys change the rules all the time. Look, you guys constantly want to tweak with things. You go do what you do and leave my sport alone. Get off my lawn!
The question was the MLB needs to incentivize teams.
Yeah, so essentially, like he does, he brings up the salary cap. There's limitations on how much you could spend, when you can spend in the NFL. MLB makes that a lot easier to just kind of blah, make it happen whenever you want. And it's boring because of that.
Yeah, I don't know how you would incentivize teams to make these transactions happen sooner in a smaller window. You just need to make it a window of time on the calendar, like, oh, you got 2-3 weeks to make this all happen.
Yeah, the deadline day would be really fun. Like, yeah. Blake Snell's like, okay, you know what? I'll sign with the Royals for 23.
My first...
And then the Royals go to the playoffs, and Joe owes me a sandwich.
My first reaction to all this NFL stuff on Monday, I believe I said it to sales manager, a.k.a. my boss, Ryan Cooley, was, yeah, it'd be nice if baseball did this.
The legend Red Sox fan, Ryan Cooley.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Don't worry, he's not listening anyway.
He had to make money for them. That's like...
Yeah, that's why he's not a true fan.
That's terrible.
He's not a true fan.
That would just...
Do I got to make money for the Huskies? Nope, not happening.
Now, I hear what you guys are saying. It's kind of hard to do, but there's got to be some way. There's got to be something they can do, Major League-wise,
to get some eyes. Look at market value. And if guys aren't willing to pay you $30 million by sitting out for 3-6 weeks to get your $30 million, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Blake Snell's going to sign somewhere for 3 years, $60 million, if he's lucky. Maybe 75.
Maybe Scott Boras just needs to die.
Maybe Scott Boras needs to go away. That could be the truth.
That's that. Once he passes, maybe this won't happen anymore. And speaking of Blake Snell, he is the topic of our fair or foul question number two. Gerrit Cole going to be down for an undisclosed amount of time, which usually means indefinitely, months away from a return, as he goes to seek a second opinion from a specialist on his right elbow. Yeah, bugs me that he's coming into spring training with an injured elbow, but that's where the Yankees are. So fair or foul, guys, Blake Snell will be a Yankee by Friday.
By Friday?
By Friday. 48 hours.
Friday?
Put a date on it.
Yeah. Hey, you said that the Yankees, it's kind of on them to go act and try to make something happen if they want to have the season they thought they were going to. This would be the way to do it, right?
I'm just trying to think of other teams in need of a Blake Snell besides the Yankees.
Padres.
Well, they're not going to.
I've got one for you.
You think the Dodgers?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Colorado Rockies.
They could definitely use Blake Snell.
They can't pay him enough.
Let's see.
By Friday, I'm going to go ahead and say foul. I think this stretches out for a little bit. I think we're all on pins and needles on Gerrit Cole. The thought of Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery not being around on a roster for opening day, like both of them are not going to pitch on opening day, even though they would be the ace on most staffs that are going to grab them, you know, considering Cole's out, etc. They'll be on a roster by opening day, but Friday, I don't see it. Texas, this is the crazy idea, and this is why the Dylan Cease deal is so wild. Texas and the Giants are in on Dylan Cease and don't get him, and Chicago's return is garbage, that means people are just aren't willing to give stuff up.
I'm going to say foul. That's not Friday, nor is it the Yankees. I say the Giants. The Giants have been swinging and missing just about this entire offseason. I know they got Matt Chapman, but I feel like they need a second arm, a bona fide second arm in that rotation behind Logan Webb.
And Blake, without a doubt.
And Blake Snell is that dude. That
without a doubt. I agree. And I'm way higher on Snell than Montgomery. I would much rather have Blake Snell than Jordan Montgomery. Are you going to get Jordan Montgomery in the playoffs and World Series for Texas? Or are you going to get Jordan Montgomery for the Yankees? Like, which guy are you going to get? I'm not willing to test that. But I'll tell you what. I've seen Blake Snell in Tampa. I've seen him in a World Series. And I've seen him win two Cy Youngs. Go do like a mini Trevor Bauer deal. Go sign Blake Snell for 2 years, $75 million. 2 years, $75 million, and see if that works.
They got Giants have Kyle Harrison, who's pitched a little in the majors, but their number one overall prospect. They've got a couple younger guys that they're depending on. I just think that it would make their life a lot easier, the younger guys and the Giants, if they were to bring him in. And you're staying in division if you're Blake Snell.
Oh, I think it'd be huge if the Giants got one of those guys.
Book it, Giants, Blake Snell.
Love it.
I'm reporting it here live.
All right, little injury.
Sauces say.
A little injury debate here, guys, for the final fair or foul of this week's Hot Corner. A couple of guys that can't stay on the field for the Mariners. They reacquired him from the Giants this offseason. Outfielder Mitch Haniger v. Angels outfielder Mike Trout. Both struggle with injuries. So fair or foul, Mitch Haniger will play more games than Mike Trout this season. Just to give you the numbers, in 2023, Trout played 82 and Haniger played 61.
One nut Hanny, huh?
All it takes is one, dude. You still got guys. You still got swimmers.
That's true. And cyclists.
That's my wife's ex-husband. I don't know what that means. I was going to say,
that's a lot of information right there that I don't know if I need. Know.
I just felt like throwing it out there.
Strong swimmers.
I don't know anything about his downstairs region.
His ball situation?
All I know is it cost me a lot of money.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Like, damn, they eat a lot
Rosky.
Of food.
And I buy nice food, too. Don't be deceived by the double chin I got going here, all right? That is strictly beer. I eat decently healthy.
I say redemption year for Trout. Foul. He will play more games than Haniger.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this right now. I'm willing to put it on the board that Mike Trout is a top five finisher in the MVP voting. I think Trout will have a return to form season. I'll bet you Mike Trout plays 130 games, 140 games. I know I said Royce Lewis in the top five, so there's one. I will put Mike Trout in the top five as well. I'll put your boy Rutch in there as well in the American League. Yeah, baby, I got you. I bet you Soto gets some votes as well. And to tickle Schultz's fancy as well, I'll throw Julio in there to round out the top
maybe,
five.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Haniger played 61 games last year, 57 the year before, 21 he played 157. Didn't even play 2020. Granted, there was only 60 games to play.
He also didn't have a team.
And, was he not even on a team that year?
No, I thought he had issues, like, in spring training.
Oh, I think it was his ball sack.
He was recovering from stuff and then had another injury, if I remember correctly.
I don't think I can either.
I don't think that's a medical terminology.
I don't think I can either. But this is
not... only 63 games in 2019. Give me Trout.
This is not about Mitch Haniger. This is about Mike Trout's going to have a bounce back here. And also, the rumors are that Anaheim might sign Blake Snell.
Disrespect to Trout, 19th best player in MLB according to ESPN.
Dude, I'm researching fantasy drafts right now. He is the 63rd overall prospect in keeper dynasty leagues right now.
Keeper dynasty leagues, I get it, but 63 is...
In theory, on paper, Trout has five more years.
A lot of fans anticipate
a
comeback.
I think this is going to be a huge bounce back year for Trout. I do. Well, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Wednesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour until we move to Tuesdays, but we'll still do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour.
And we'll still do it on Wednesdays for a couple weeks, and then we'll do it on Tuesdays.
Boy, I'm so confused. That's what she said.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.